Texting between two different kinds of phones makes photos blurry, ugly, and security risky. Not just that, it also makes video calling, editing messages, or leaving a group nearly impossible. With WhatsApp, everyone can enjoy seamless messaging with the protection of end-to-end encryption. Streamline your messages across all devices on WhatsApp. Message privately with anyone you want. Click the banner or download now to learn more.
This Black Music Month, State Farm wants to take a moment to appreciate all the ways Black music brings everyone together. From the Saturday morning soundtrack that gets the whole family cleaning the house, to the beats at the block parties that bring the whole community together. Celebrate the impact of Black music this month and beyond with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hello, survivalists. This is the Crux True Survival Podcast. I'm your host, Casey McIntosh, and today I'm joined by Julie Henningsen, who will be telling our story. We're excited to bring you the second half of the incredible tale of Slavomir Rawitz. When we last left off, Slavomir and his fellow escapees had just reached the formidable Gobi Desert. If you missed the first portion of this journey, I'd encourage you to listen to the last episode. Stay tuned as we continue this gripping journey of survival against all odds.
The next challenge they faced was the Gobi Desert.
Just going from one extreme to the next. In terms
exactly.
of weather.
Exactly. They're headed into the desert, sort of not realizing kind of how good they had it up to this point. And they thought they were in the desert days or even weeks before they actually were. And it was one of those things where every day they thought, oh gosh, this is worse. Now we're really in the desert. But then the next day it was even more desolate sandy and harsh and extreme. And they think, nope, we weren't in the desert yet. Now we are. And it just kept getting worse and worse. And they had, you know, some food rations that they pocketed, but not much at all. But their problem now really became water. They had one little cup that they shared amongst the seven, or now eight of them, and they just relied on finding water. And slowly, day by day, there was less and less water. So now they're going through periods of time, up to 10, 11, 12, maybe even 14 days without encountering a water source.
Oh, no.
So they're just slogging through the sand, like not even picking their feet up anymore with steps, just kind of slow forward motion, not talking to anyone because they don't have the energy to form words, and their lips and mouth are so dry and chapped that they can't even stand the pain of moving their mouth. Their tongues are swollen, just in kind of really dramatic stages of, you know, hypovolemic, low volume shock due to lack of water intake. Low energy, can't sleep at night because their body keeps waking them up and demanding that they look for water. At one point, they did, off in the distance, spot some like kind of darkness on the horizon, and they moved towards it. And the closer they got, the more they realized this looks like an oasis. This looks like trees are growing. So they got a little burst of energy and made it to this oasis, is what it turned out to be. And there was a little spring, a little water source there that was big enough for them to kind of even clean up in and bathe. And they stayed there for a couple of days, just drinking as much water as they could and trying to slowly rehydrate, and started to feel better, but all the while knowing that they couldn't stay there. I mean, that wasn't their destination and they had to keep going. And this was actually kind of early on in their desert crossing, so the worst was yet to come.
You know, what's interesting is that, I don't know if you remember the Moro Prosperi story, but he was out in the desert for a number of days and they thought it was like the longest anyone had ever survived the desert. But I bet that this probably wins that competition for how long someone spent in the desert, basically without any provisions.
Yes, it could. There are skeptics of this story. I've encountered folks that say that maybe there's some embellishment and it happened so long ago that it's hard. It might be one of those things we'll never know. But in any case, there was a dramatic Gobi Desert crossing involved. And as they got deeper and deeper into the desert, the first of several tragedies struck their group. Christina was moving slower and slower each day, having a harder and harder time keeping up. And then she was falling. She couldn't go very far without sort of collapsing into the sand. And she'd get herself back up and keep moving and all the time saying, "I'm okay, I'm okay. I just need a break for 5 minutes and then let's keep going," never losing her spirit. And then they noticed that her ankles were really swollen, like swelling out of her boots. And they had to kind of like cut her boots to keep them from being too constrictive. And they weren't sure what that meant or what was going on. But within a couple days of that change occurring, she could go on no further. They tried carrying her for several miles, but it was just impossible with the low levels of energy and resources, physical resources that each of them had individually. Ultimately, they spent a night in the desert and Christina died. And they did kind of an impromptu funeral for her and buried her and put a cross in the sand. And they were just completely demoralized. Their inspiration was gone and they couldn't imagine going any further without her because she was really a source of light and inspiration for the whole group that entire time.
So sad.
So at this point, yeah, they're very sad, just physically, emotionally devastated. But they keep going. They're just like machines. Get up, start moving, go as far as they can, lay down, try and sleep, do the same thing the next day. Not too many days longer, the same thing happens to another member of their group, Makowski. He starts to slow down. He starts to fall a lot. He starts to lose his energy, have a hard time keeping up. Then his ankles start to swell, which they all recognized as kind of a harbinger of doom. And then within a few days, he collapsed on the sand and died as well. So now they're down to six.
What were they eating this whole time? Did you find it? They didn't eat the bodies of their deceased comrades, doesn't sound like.
They did not. So they would take some of their clothing to keep with them, but they buried them and did little kind of memorial funeral service. And after that second death, they weren't eating much is the short answer. They were eating what they had like leftover crumbs in their coat pockets. But after that second death, they just kind of had this reckoning. We are all going to die unless we do something different. Like, we're not going to make it. And Smith says, you know, there are cultures that eat snake. And snakes are the only animals that they had seen in this kind of chapter of their journey. They had seen a handful of snakes and never had it occurred to them to try and kill them and eat them until now. And they were all very skeptical.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
What kind of day is it? It's a White Claw day. Light and refreshing tasting. Uniquely cold way filtered. There's an iconic flavor for everyone. Come on, grab a pack. White Claw. Grab life by the claw. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavor. White Claw seltzer works Chicago, Illinois.
Texting between two different kinds of phones makes photos blurry, ugly, and security risky. Not just that. It also makes video calling, editing messages, or leaving a group nearly impossible. With WhatsApp, everyone can enjoy seamless messaging with the protection of end-to-end encryption. Streamline your messages across all devices on WhatsApp. Message privately with anyone you want. Click the banner or download now to learn more.
When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
Skeptical at first, but, you know, desperate times, desperate measures. So they found a stick and kind of carved a little Y into the end of it, like a snake capturing stick, and they had the axe. So they made it their daily objective to find and kill snakes, which they were able to do. And then they would kind of fillet the snake and build a fire and cook the meat. And they started eating snake, which probably is what saved their lives, because they now were getting some nourishment.
Which tasted like chicken. No, I'm just teasing.
Yeah, they said it tastes like chicken. Actually, it was described to be completely tasteless, like eating something that's sort of just no taste at all.
Perfect.
Which, okay, that's better than tasting awful.
It sounds like it beats eating shark for dinner.
Yes. Yeah, so they got used to snake, and they'd eat a few different types, and some types were better than others, and that became like their new objective to occupy their mind during their long days.
Gave them something else to do other than just walking.
Yes. The five remaining travelers finally made it out of the Gobi Desert. Miraculously, they survived that. And they were headed to Tibet. And what lied ahead was nothing other than the Himalayas. This is the next chapter.
You know what, Julie? It's making me think that they should have just stayed in Mongolia, you know, just hunkered down there.
Yeah,
but they're really super nice people. Just call it
The
end of the journey there.
Embedded themselves into the culture and made a life for themselves.
Right.
I think at that point, they were still like uncomfortably close to the border.
Right.
And there was still this feeling that the influence would extend that far south. So they really were trying to get as far south as they could. And they have sort of decided, all right, we're going to either go to Lhasa or all the way to India, British India, which is, you know, British occupied at that point. So they thought that was like the ultimate safe destination. So that's where they decided, oh yeah, let's just cross the Himalayas. This whole journey took 11 months. And so they're coming in and they left in April. So, you know, the summer has passed and now they're getting into winter conditions at this point again, as they approach the Himalayan mountains.
How long were they in the desert? Do you know?
I don't know, but I would say, you know, months. Yeah. Okay. So it's in the Himalayan mountains where tragedy again strikes. One of the remaining six members of their group, Marcinkova, was seemingly healthy, doing fine. They had found a shallow cave to sleep in one night in the mountains. And when they woke up the next morning, he was dead.
Wow.
With no previous indication that he wasn't doing well. So they never really understood like how he died or what the problem was.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
Hey, go-getters, let Noom Sport Hydration Tablets power up your fun and keep you ready to move. Simply drop, dissolve, and enjoy crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade or lemon lime. with 5 essential electrolytes and crafted with clean, non-GMO, vegan, and gluten-free ingredients, Noom should be your go-to hydration choice. Because when you're hydrated, you can do more, go further, and recover quicker. Shop now on noonlife.com and get ready for endless fun, because anything can happen after noon.
But they find themselves kind of trying to bury him as well, which was impossible because they're in rocky mountainous terrain. So they sort of just like put him in between some rocks and covered him with rocks and had another of their impromptu funeral for him and moved on.
I have to say that that's probably the best way to go out of all of these other, the other two that perished.
Sounds like he really, I was going to say he didn't suffer, but there's nothing but suffering in this story.
Right.
Okay, so now they're down to 5 and they're still going in the Himalayas. They kind of had to teach themselves the rudimentary mountaineering skills. And they had acquired a rope or a cable at some point and to cross some of these steep, you know, like class 4 or 5 mountainous terrain. They would take a rock and tie it to the end of their rope, which is, of course, not a climbing rope in any stretch of the imagination. And they would just throw it up against the rock and keep throwing it until it lodged onto something and, you know, tug on it and make sure they couldn't pull the rock down. And then if it felt like it was going to hold, the heaviest of them would use the rope to climb up these stretches, just praying and hoping that it didn't break loose, knowing that at any moment it could and they would plummet to their death.
Those are some sound mountaineering skills right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you bored climbing? Try this technique.
Yeah, as a new element of risk.
Right.
So they're making their way, and another member of their party, you know, weeks later, Paluchevich is his name, did lose his footing at one point in some steep, kind of dangerous, treacherous, mountainous, rocky terrain, and basically tumbled and fell, disappeared over a cliff edge. And at first they thought, okay, well, let's go see if we can find him or at least find his body, and kind of did a little brief search and rescue only to determine that he had just really fallen into a what seemed like a bottomless abyss. They were throwing heavy rocks over the cliff that he had fallen off of and like waiting to hear them land, never heard a sound.
Wow.
So they realized it was sort of a futile attempt and that he was certainly gone as well. So we're down to 4, Slav himself, Smith the American, Zaro, and Kalemenos are the 4 remaining men. So continuing on this southwest trajectory, they start to emerge from the Himalayas, getting more into the foothills, starting to see more grass growing and, you know, far off, distant signs of agriculture and things that make them think, okay, maybe we're getting close. Miraculously, and against all odds of what they've come through, they eventually sauntered into India after weeks and weeks of encountering no other humans and a potential Yeti spotting. There was a moment in the Himalayas where they sat down and watched off in the distance what they're pretty sure was a Yeti, 2 Yeti together.
Ooh.
They had been 8 days without food at this point.
That's why they saw a Yeti.
Yeah, that could be why they saw the Yeti. They came upon a Gurkha patrol with the British Army, a patrol of 6 native Indian or Nepalese soldiers with the British Army that were out on a training exercise. And they just knew they'd made it. This was their saving grace. And it was. These British Army soldiers heard their story, didn't believe them at first, but then did believe them just purely by the looks of how emaciated and worn they were physically. So they called in a vehicle. They told them, hey, if you can walk, I don't know, it was like 1 or 2 more miles to a road, we can get you picked up. And at this point, they had traveled over 4,000 miles for 11 months from Siberia to India. It's now March 1942. And they said, yeah, we can go another couple miles to the vehicle. So they get to the vehicle. They're rescued. They're safe. And they know it. They can let their guard down. They're fed. They're brought to a hospital. They're shaved. Their head shaved. Their beard shaved. They're seeing each other's faces for the first time.
Wow.
Like they didn't even recognize each other.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And they were near death all four of them. And at this point was another struggle of just staying alive. A lot of psychological challenges. They had to be sedated, drugged to kind of keep them calm and allow their mind and bodies to recover. But ultimately, they were released and survived. And Slav himself went back to Poland and later wrote a memoir about the whole experience called The Long Walk.
I don't think I would ever go back if that was me. And I had to, you know, it's crazy that he went back to Poland, really, after that. I understand that that's his homeland and that's where his culture is, but still, wow, that's brave.
Yeah, he could have maybe stayed in India for a while or gone someplace a little bit more tropical.
Right. Maybe friendlier, possibly.
Yeah. Yeah, so that is the story, the survival story of Slavomir Rawitz and his companions, Mr. Smith, Zero, and Kalemenos, the survivors of this epic tale of escape and journey. It was also made into a movie called The Way Back. I haven't seen that movie, but it's one that I would want to watch.
How old is
after
it?
After hearing this story. I think it was made in 2010.
Okay. Yeah. It seems like this movie could have been done in a way where it would have been really captivating and you would have known what it was. Like, all I could think about in the beginning of the story was The Shawshank Redemption when you were talking about how he's planning to escape. Right?
Like, yes.
This blows that story totally out of the water. It just keeps going and going in terms of the stuff they have to overcome.
Just when you think you're at the finish line, you're only at the starting line.
It's just a good reminder in general when we're doing something hard. Like, okay, you can still take a hot shower in the morning and drink some coffee.
Sleep in a bed that's not just a piece of wood without a blanket.
Or a rocky ledge. Or a pile of sand.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Or a snowy ground. There are a lot of snow caves. They would build a snow cave and just climb in there for warmth.
You know what? I think it would be so hard to integrate back into normal life after something like this. It seems like it'd be hard to leave those companions as well, especially back then. Now there's way more ways of connecting with people than there were before. But it's like, all right, well, I guess have a nice life now. You know what I mean? That would be so weird.
Yes. It was hard for them to say goodbye to each other and tearful, and they made plans to reunite, which hopefully, you know, they did. But yes, they had gone through the worst of the worst with each other. I can't imagine just going back to your day-to-day life.
It was like when we went through PA school, Julie.
Exactly. It was so hard to say goodbye. We never did. We just decided to do a podcast together.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thanks for listening to this epic tale.
Thanks for sharing that story. That was good.
Well, thanks for listening today, Casey. And Casey and I want to thank you for your support and spreading the word about the Crux True Survival Stories. If you enjoyed today's episode, take a moment, visit our Instagram page at The Crux Podcast. We encourage you to share our latest posts and your stories and help us reach more fellow survival enthusiasts and storytellers. If you haven't already, please consider leaving a rating and a review on your favorite podcast platform. Your feedback means a lot to us and helps us continue to bring you compelling stories of survival. We'd also love to hear from you if you have any survival stories that you'd like to share or topics you'd like us to explore. Feel free to write us at thecruxsurvival@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you for your support.
Thanks for listening.
Rack up the deals on everything summer at Nordstrom Rack and get brands you love up to 60% off. Vince, Kate Spade New York, Steve Madden, Madewell, Nike, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Just in dresses, tops, shorts, sandals, sneakers, denim, luxury bags, and sunglasses. Rack up the deals today and save up to 60% on summer at your Nordstrom Rack store.
Hey, go-getters. Let Noom Sport Hydration Tablets power up your fun and keep you ready to move. Simply drop, dissolve, and enjoy crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade or lemon lime. With 5 essential electrolytes and crafted with clean, non-GMO, vegan, and gluten-free ingredients, Noom should be your go-to hydration choice. Because when you're hydrated, you can do more, go further, and recover quicker. Shop now on noonlife.com and get ready for endless fun, because anything can happen after noon.
Dogs are an important part of our lives. That means protecting them from parasites. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus, afoxolaner, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're delicious and easy to give. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask about NexGard Plus Chews.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's Jean-Lit Foot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Here you are. BPMs high, sweat dripping, body moving, tongue panting. You're working hard, real hard, and you're thirsty. You need vitamins, nutrients for peak performance and energy.
And your plants do too. Aw, I mean, just look at the little guy. Water-soluble plant food from Miracle-Gro is full of essential nutrients. Just a little scoop into your watering can and boom, instant feeding and bigger, more beautiful plants. It's kind of like a sports drink for your plants. You may have to suffer from heat, but your plants do not.